Mavic Air vs. Mavic Pro Platinum 2021, which is better for you? In the drone world, DJI is king. They have been around for a while, and they produce high-quality drones for both professional and amateur use. DJI Mavic Air vs. Mavic Pro Platinum. The Mavic Air is an excellent choice for aspiring aerial photographers on a tight budget, but if you want the best of the best, then check out their new DJI Mavic Pro Platinum. This drone has all of your basic needs covered, with no need to upgrade later on down the road. Let's look at this article. LucidCam will make an in-depth comparison between two drones for you. Mavic Air vs. Mavic Pro Platinum General. Mavic Air, Pro's portable drone video with high bit rate 4K UHD. HDR and panorama still capture. RAW and JPG support. Asteroid video shot. It is possible to avoid obstacles. Automated flight modes cons USB charging is not supported. Number 4K DCI video. Panorama stitching requires some effort. The real-world flight takes around 18 minutes. DJI's first real effort to sell drones to the masses wasn't an as rousing success as you'd expect from the company, which has dominated the marketplace in terms of quality and sales since consumer drones have become a thing. The Spark, released last year, was hamstrung by concise battery life and a control interface that needed some refinement to be ready for mass consumption. The DJI Mavic Air, $919, which is foldable and has a 4K camera, offers longer flight time and is much more affordable than the DJI Spark. It packs a lot of tech into a small package, including some panoramic photo and video tricks, and is an excellent option if you don't want to spend $1,149 on our editor's choice, the DJI Mavic Pro Platinum. Mavic Pro Platinum. Pro's compact, folding design. Remote control for small devices. Avoidance of forwarding obstacles. Automated flight options. Crisp 4K video. Stills in RAW 1-2MP and JPG formats. Maximum 28 minutes flight time per charge. Cons: it's expensive. Regular firmware updates for the whole experience. You will need a smartphone. The DJI Mavic Pro Platinum, $1,149, is the best small drone you can buy. The DJI Mavic Pro Platinum folds down quickly and can be carried in a messenger or camera bag. It also has a compact remote control that is easy to use. The drone's flight performance is excellent, with 4K video and safety features that automate return to home and avoidance of forwarding obstacles. This drone is a perfect choice for YouTubers and aerial videographers. DJI also offers a few options, such as the Phantom 4 Pro or Inspire 2. Mavic Air vs. Pro Platinum, comparison. Overview. Build and design. Both drones are part of DJI's Mavic line and feature a very portable design. The Mavic Pro Platinum is by a fair margin heavier and more significant than the other. Weighing 734 grams and measuring 19 by 8.3 by 8.3 cm when folded, the Platinum measures LXWXH. When folded, the Platinum measures 30.5 by 24.4 by 8.5 centimeters. It is not a giant drone. It's one of the best compact drones available. However, it's noticeably more extensive than the DJI Mavic Air. DJI Mavic Air weighing only 430 grams, measurement 12.8 by 8.3 by 4.9 cm, it's evident that it is far more portable than the other drones, LXWXH. This is a major deciding factor for many, but both drones are tiny and light compared to other high-quality drones on the market. It's worth keeping in mind. The design element of the roof is another important one. The Mavic Pro Platinum is a far lower noise level, thanks to its quieter ESCs, electronic speed controllers, and newly designed propellers. The Mavic Pro Platinum is the best choice if you want to fly stealthily and avoid any questions from passersby. Camera. These quadcopters have excellent cameras, but the DJI Mavic Air gets the edge with a frame rate of 120 fps when filming in 1080p. You can take multiple photos of the same subject and merge them automatically to create a better definition of dark and light areas. High dynamic range, HDR, is a feature that many smartphones use every day, even if they are less than 1 year old. And it has a wider field of view, letting you squeeze more background into closer shots and selfies. Mavic Air's camera is much easier to use. Tap focus and autofocus on the Mavic Pro can cause novice pilots to have blurred footage. The Mavic Air's higher f-number is something we appreciate. With f2.8, the Mavic Air has a wider aperture than the Mavic Pro's f2.2. DJI was able to eliminate autofocus from the Mavic Air because of the smaller gap. Everything should be in focus for as far as 0.5 meters 20 inches or more. A higher f-number means more minor light hits each pixel, but drone footage is usually captured outdoors in bright sunlight, which is not a problem. Drones are known for having issues getting captured. Too much light, but not too little. Connection. Magic connects the Mavic Pro Platinum to the remote controller. DJI OcuSync is technological magic. This boils down to this: you can have an HD downlink over long distances, and you can still have a solid connection even in interference-prone zones. Mavic Air does not have this technology. DJI calls this enhanced Wi-Fi on the Mavic Air. While it isn't as fast as OcuSync, and let's face it, nothing on the consumer market has that, it's still very reliable. Battery life. This is not a contest. The Mavic Pro Platinum has a maximum flight time of 30 minutes. Although the Mavic Air gets 20 minutes of flight time, it is not enough for me. I don't use Platinum's extra battery very often, I still have to worry about the Air's battery life. Although it's not terrible, it's noticeably shorter. Sensors. Both drones are equipped with excellent flight assisting sensors. The Mavic Pro Platinum's sensors at the front and bottom help to ensure that your drone does not run into obstacles while flying. These detectors are advantageous in active track mode, where your hands might not be right on the controller. The Mavic Air has sensors at the bottom and back that are superior to the Pro Platinum. This is important if you use an active track behind you. It prevents the drone from running into objects while it's flying backwards. This is a significant advantage if you plan to do quick shots or active tracking. Another huge advantage for the Mavic Air over its ProLine counterpart is that it can avoid obstacles. The Platinum will stop when it reaches a tree, which is incredible. DJI Mavic Air vs DJI Mavic Pro Platinum, maximum flight distance. Another element that is quite different between the models is this. Thanks to the Pro Platinum OcuSync technology, the drone can cover an area of approximately 240 square kilometers. A staggering 7 kilometers without losing the signal. Unfortunately, this is a lot more than the maximum range of the Mavic Air's as 4 kilometers. This is because the DJI Mavic Air establishes a Wi-Fi connection. It is worth noting that you are not allowed to fly a drone beyond the designated area. These drones are so small that you won't be able to see them from far away. It really shouldn't matter. DJI Mavic Air vs DJI Mavic Pro Platinum, flight speed. There are many reasons that drone flight speed is essential. First, aerial video requires us to follow vehicles, such as boats or cars, that move very fast. You're likely to struggle to get your shot without a drone capable of keeping up. Second, it's great for having some fun. Flying through the DJI Mavic Air in a drone can be pretty thrilling, especially if you have FPV goggles. Both drones are capable of reaching impressive speeds and offer a variety of speed modes. The top speeds of all two drones in sport mode are pretty close, with the Mavic Air just pipping the others by an extra 2.5 miles per hour, 3 kilometers per hour. The Mavic Pro Platinum can achieve 65 kilometers per hour when used in sports mode. The Mavic Air can reach a maximum of 68.4 kilometers per hour in sport mode. The Mavic Air's lighter build allows it to accelerate faster than the Mavic Pro. The Mavic Pro can also achieve 28.8 kilometers per hour in P mode, while the Air can reach 36 kilometers per hour when used in P mode. Noise level. The Mavic Pro Platinum is one of the quietest drones you're gonna find, with both quieter ESC, electronic speed controllers, and a brand new type of propeller that reduces noise. The ESC supports a quieter flight and more airtime. The Mavic Air is roughly 10 decibels quieter than the DJI Spark. I have used other drones, but nothing has been louder than the Platinum. Video transmission technology. The DJI Mavic Pro utilizes its advanced LightBridge technology to transmit your live video feed to your smartphone. Wi-Fi technology is used by Mavic Air. Although the Mavic Air can switch between bands, it isn't as good as the Lightbridge signal in the Phantom Pro and Mavic models. Sometimes Wi-Fi range is less available, especially when you fly in residential areas. Advantage Mavic Pro. Intelligent flight modes. These drones are packed with intelligent flight modes, just like all DJI drones. This makes piloting drones easier, especially for beginners. DJI Mavic Air Intelligent Flight Modes, Active Track Tripod Mode, Gesture Mode, Cinematic Mode, Fixed Wing Mode, Tap Fly Terrain, Follow Point of Interest, Lock with Causeway Points, Lock Your Home. DJI Mavic Pro Platinum Intelligent Flight Modes, Active Track, Quickshot, Smart Capture, Tap Fly Tripod Mode, Cinematic Mode, Point of Interest. DJI is constantly updating drones and adding new flight modes. These lists will continue to change. Check the patch notes for any updates to find out if there are any new flight modes. This video will explain what these flight modes are and how you can use them. Obstacle avoidance. The drones come with obstacle avoidance. This is a handy safety feature that works well. The drone can pick up solid objects quite well, but wire fences and branches sometimes get lost by the sensors. These are not meant to be relied upon. They may not work as well or as quickly as you would like. The DJI Mavic Pro is available forward-facing obstacle avoidance technology. They are capable of sensing an object between 0.7 to 15 meters. This is forward-facing, so if your flight direction is backward, you will crash. However, the Mavic Air has both forward and downward-facing obstacles avoidance technology. Forward frontal sensors that detect objects between 0.5 to 12 meters. The away down detectors can detect obstacles from 0.5 to 10 meters away. DJI Mavic Air vs DJI Mavic Pro Platinum, prices and release date. Which one is the most expensive? The DJI Mavic Pro Platinum is a lot more expensive than the Mavic Air, by several hundred dollars. This price difference seems quite dramatic to me, considering the Mavic Air's debatably superior camera. This could be due to the significant price difference, the other 9-minute flight duration, and the 7 km range of Mavic Platinum. The original DJI Mavic Pro Platinum was one of our favorite drones. It introduced a new segment to the consumer drone industry, the compact, folding quadcopter. No matter what level of credit you give it for the segment, there is no question that the Mavic Platinum took things to the next level. Like DJI, these drones come in many different bundles and some convenient accessories. Can the drones be purchased either as an individual purchase or as part of the Fly More bundle? The Fly More bundle comes with spare batteries, which I recommend. You'll be buying them down the road anyway. DJI Mavic Air vs DJI Mavic Pro Platinum, verdict. Which drone is better, the smaller compact Mavic Air or the old reliable Mavic Pro Platinum that has a proven camera, better range, and longer flight time? To be completely honest, there is no definitive solution. It all comes down to personal preference. The Mavic Air is ultra-portable and comes with a slightly better camera. Compared to the Mavic Pro Platinum, with its insanely long flight time and maximum range, Platinum is the best option if you have the money. However, if you're willing to spend a little more, you can always go for the Mavic Air. What will it look like? We appreciate you taking the time to compare DJI Mavic Air and DJI Mavic Pro Platinum. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments section below. You can check out some of the comparisons between Mavic Air versus other drones, Mavic Mini versus Mavic Air, which is better for you, 2021 Mavic Air versus Mavic Air 2, which is better for you.